Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1194. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moisha Doiv. Remember, Baron says Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha, and that our learning should talk be a schutz for all of Klal Yisrael. Our learning should be Megan on Klal Yisrael. The schutz of learning Hilcha Shabbos. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Shoichet, slaughtering. Okay, I just want to try and finish up. Hopefully next year, Bezras Hashem, we will be starting the malacha of Geizes, shearing wool, which has to do with combing hair, pulling out hairs from the body, biting nails, cutting nails, and many various different important shilas which come up on a weekly basis. So just one or two more quick things in reference to Sheichet, slaughtering the Sefer, Sefer Klalim. We've been going through the Sefer Klalim a little bit in some various different shilas which come up, like pulling out a splinter, with their fingers. We spoke about also cleaning up a wound whereby somebody would bleed, and it could be a question of a psikration whereby it's going to happen automatically. And we spoke about a couple of other things. There's one more quick thing which he mentions, important to keep in mind, in reference to sometimes somebody has a cut on their foot, and when they walk, they have a cut or a wound or an open boil or something whereby it's going to bleed. And even if a person has a band-aid or a bandage on this cut or on this wound, but the thing is, every time they walk, they put pressure on it, right, on this little cut, it's going to bleed a little bit. Nothing dangerous, it's just a little blood comes out. So the question is, maybe the person can't walk because of the fact that they're making themselves bleed. So I just want to explain one thing. One of the things he brings down, Taka, very interesting to keep in mind, that he's been talking about, and actually in page Resh Pei Aleph Ois 93, that in all these different cases whereby a person makes themselves bleed, they don't want to make themselves bleed. They're not mischaven to make themselves bleed. It's what we call a psikresha. It'll happen automatically because of what they're doing. But the action they're doing, he brings down in Ois number 93, they're doing it with their hands, and they're not doing it with a kli. You know, like to take out a splinter with a kli or with a utensil that's made for that, to take out the splinter, whatever the case might be, or these various different things. So he says, a person, since they're doing this action with their hands, it's sort of like kalachayad, this little bit with a shinoi, it's not the regular way that these things are done during the week, so that's also part of the aspect of it, actually. Okay, but though that's from the inyanim that we've been talking about, the various different questions we've been talking about the last few shiurim, but I just want to finish off with, in reference to the walking, he says. So he says, by the walking, he says like this. This is on page Resh Pei Hei. Again, the person has a cut, a wound, or whatever, and even though they have a bandage, or whatever the case is, it says, Yesh Matirim, in Ois number one, in one of the examples, where he's talking about a certain, in reference to psikrations, Lai Nichalei, to the Rabbanans, whatever, but he says, Yesh Matirim Lemi, he brings this actually from the Chut HaShani, which talks about a little bit of a different twitch over there, but basically the same case. He says, "Lemisha yesh loy petza bekaf raglay." It's somebody has a cut on their foot, right? And they have a cut on their foot, and when they go, they are allowed to go. He says, "Person, in other words, to walk. You don't have to sit with your foot up the whole day, right?" Afal pisha vaday yotzadam aliday halichasa. Even though the person knows, well, good, I have a bandage on this cut on my foot, but I know when I walk, it's going to cause a little bit of bleeding. Again, nothing dangerous. So, if the Shabbos, I change the band-aid, it's not a major deal. Many people have a cut. Sometimes they put on a band-aid and there's a little bit of bleeding. But when the person walks, it sort of puts pressure on the foot, in this case that we're talking about, and they know it's a vada. In other words, for sure, it's going to cause bleeding. So we have to look at, are you mechaven to, is a person mechaven to take out the blood or not? I mean, so the average person is not. When a person has a cut on their foot, a wound or something like that, a little thing that opened up, and they covered it up with a band-aid, let's say before Shabbos, the fact that they covered it up or not doesn't make a difference. But we're talking about a regular case. We're trying to get the case that's the most mustabedika case that usually comes up. So a person has a band-aid, they have the little cut, and they know when they walk, it'll cause some some bleeding. It's a vada. This is how it is. This is the type of cut it is. So case number one, we are going to look at, are they making themselves bleed? So the answer is, do they warn themselves to bleed? So the answer is no. The average normal person have a cut. A person has a cut, especially on the foot. They don't warn it to bleed. I don't want the cut to bleed. I want it to heal up and finish and close up and that's it. Not to stay open and to bleed. So it's the ena mischaven, right? Because ena mischaven, so the person does not have a mind to make himself bleed. So now, but now it comes out that we say it's a psik reish. I'm trying to go through the klolim also in Shabbos. We see how it works, these klolim. It's hard to apply each case, one case to another, but we want to learn the klolim as we go through some of these various different malachas. I want to explain some of these various different, certain malachas, have to deal a lot more with psik reishes and malach shein tzricha legufis than others. And we can learn the concept through that. It's not like we learn one simon in Shulchan Aruch. We'll learn now only psik reish, and we're going to learn only malach shein tzricha legufa. It's a very complicated thing, but we want to see how it works in applications, that actually come up. So here's an actual case. The person is walking, and they don't want themselves to bleed, right? But they know automatically they will be bleeding. So that's what we call in halach, in Hilchas Shabbos, a psik reish. Psik reish meaning it'll happen automatically, inevitably it's going to happen. Now that's number one. Step number two, we look at, is it good for them, is it not good for them? So he says, it's what we call psik reish. In other words, they don't want it to bleed. It's not good for them. It's not good if they bleed. Again, we want it to heal up and we want the cut to go away. We don't want it to bleed. It's not a good thing for it to bleed. So it's not something that's going to be good for them. Whereby, for example, just to give you a case whereby it would be good for a person. We spoke about this many times. Person opened up the refrigerator and the light is on, right? So they opened up the refrigerator to take out their gefilte fish, right? But the light goes automatically on. So one second, what am I doing wrong? I'm taking out my gefilte fish. But the light will automatically go on. So that's called a psik reish. Inevitably, it'll happen. Automatically, it'll happen. And now, so we look at step two. Is it good for you? Is it not good for you? Yeah, in the case of the refrigerator, it's good for me because I'll have light in the refrigerator, so that's good. It's not what you want. Nobody wants to do Chil Shabbos. It's what comes out. So over there, it's Nichalei, it's good for them. In this case, the bleeding is not good. I wanted to heal up. So it's Psik Reish Lei Nichalei. Sheini Tzarech La'adami, the person doesn't need the blood at all. And he wants to say also, he throws in two drabbanans, echad mekalkel, you're really mekalkel, you're, like we said, we want it to heal up, and the more person walks on it, they just keep the cut open, it's really, it's mekalkel, they're making you bleed, it's sort of like, it's not a good thing, right? It's sort of like a destructive act, if you want to call it. And basically, so it's dam kalachiyad. And really, he says that the other drabbanan is the person's taking out the blood from that cut from their foot, and not the normal way. Because generally, you want to take out blood, the person doesn't do it by stepping on their foot. You know, that's not how you take out blood. But although one could actually say, well, maybe that's the way, in this case, that's how you take out the blood. But the bottom line is, what we spoke about before, the person is not using any type of a kli, he's stepping on the foot just by putting pressure and it squeezes out a little bit of dam. That's not the regular way. If a doctor or whatever one or nurse wants to take out some blood, you use a syringe. There's other ways. There's ways of doing it with kalim, with utensils or whatever. So you have mekalkel, it's a destructive act, and you're not doing it the normal way. So with all that, in general, he says one has a cut on the foot, even though they know it's going to bleed, they could continue walking or they could go to shul or whatever has to be done. Right, their cut is bandaged up, and they don't have to worry about the fact that they'll be making themselves bleed. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Berachah, Kol Tov.